A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the general mood in the country as political parties continue to hold rallies in different parts of the country ahead of general elections next month. But will these elections be free and fair? But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what's happening in China. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry, and his team met with their Chinese counterparts in Beijing this week. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports that meetings were short on specifics and drew mixed reviews from close watchers of the climate talks.
At talks this week in Beijing, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said the threat of global warming requires global leadership, including from the world's top two polluters, the United States and China.
And the climate issue is not a bilateral issue in our judgment. President Biden believes, as I think most of the world does, that the climate crisis is a universal threat to humankind. And we all have a responsibility to deal with it as rapidly as we can. And we hope we will leave other issues to the side.
Chinese officials made some hopeful comments during Kerry's visit, but China's top leadership said Wednesday that the country would move at its own pace to protect the environment. The nation has a way to go, some experts say.
In the last year, a lot of China's action has actually gone backwards. We've seen their emissions go up the highest in any single year period. We've seen coal power plant approvals go up. We've seen the domestic consumption of coal go up.
Climate talks between the U.S. and China had been stalled for roughly a year because of national security, technology, and ideology issues. So the re-engagement between the two countries is in itself an important step, some experts say.
That is a step that could produce potentially enhanced action in each of the two countries, and also a step that will potentially support enhanced action globally, as the world's two biggest economies and two biggest emitters need to be coordinating and communicating.
Holtman says the U.S. and China are wrestling with questions about developing renewable energy, deploying electric vehicle fleets, and curbing the emission of gases such as methane. But other experts were watching for news of concrete agreements.
What they had in China was really a clearing of the air, a display and a discussion of what's working and what's not working. No agreement came out of this, I think largely because there is this very large backlog of issues.
I think this is a small win for the U.S.-China relationship as a whole and the stabilization of that relationship. But I think on climate change especially, any significant breakthrough is really being punted down the road.
Further talks are reportedly planned between the U.S. and China before the COP28 climate talks this year in Dubai. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Coming back to Zimbabwe, today the opposition MDCT led by Douglas Monzora was in court seeking to get 87 of its aspiring candidates whose payment was denied during nomination to be permitted to participate in this year's polls. The court ordered that MDCT and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, file affidavits since having oral evidence from 87 candidates could take forever. Monzora had this to say.
Wonge magweta agadzifanya yati kufara kuti nyaya iyi yakunopedzwa zvechimbi chimbi zvitarisa magwaro aripo asi chokwa ndechekuti Zimbabwe Election Commission iri kukanganisa campaign ye MDC vanhu vari kuramba kuti ma candidates edu apinde havazi vanhu vatiri kuridzana navo vakafanana nezanu PF kana TCC kana mamwe mapato Zimbabwe Election Commission by chayo saka tiri kurwisana na referee asiri kutonga zvakanaka zviri kuitika pane zvokuti MDC iri kumakwa iri kumakirwa nyaya yekuti yakaendesa ZECO delimitation delimitation court nenyaya yechi delimitation report cheutsotsi. Saka nyaya ichanzwika next week. Asi vakwikwidzi vedu vacandidates edu akupiwa less than 30 days. Zviri unfair kuMDC izvozvo. Asi tinokumbira vana veZimbabwe kuti tinyadzise muvengi tovhotera bato iroro rakamakwa reMDC. Ramira nevana veZimbabwe kuti kuno muZimbabwe muno panodiwa sarudzo dzakachena.
Vamunzira muri kutarisa iri kukunda mukesi yenyuyo.
Tiri kuona tikatichitarisa zviripo hapana chekuramba chinorabidza kuti chikunde ipapo. Mai Valerio vakaendesa nyaya yavo ine yakafanana neyedu yataendesa. Vakanzi nekoti nezuro vanofanira kunge vachiiswa paballot paper. Tinozviziva kuti ZEC iri kuzviziva kuti vanhu vedu vane kesi yakasimba, asi varoda kudhileya chete kuti tisawana mukana wakanaka wekukambena navamwe.
That day was MDC team leader Douglas Monzora in Harare speaking to Studio 7's Ruthendo Mawere. Meanwhile, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, the Citizens Coalition for Change Party was also in the court seeking to have 12 of its own candidates stay on the ballot paper after 12 applications from the ruling ZANU-PF party sought for nullification of the nominations of the candidates. The lawyer representing the 12 applicants, Advocate Tembi Nkosi Magwalimba, says he is confident his clients will win their case.
This morning, the court then decided to hear arguments on the merits and render a judgment both on the preliminary points and on the merits at the same time. That means that if the court upholds the preliminary points which have the effect of defeating the application, it will not need to make a ruling on the merits of the matter. The application will fail at that stage. But if the application dismisses the preliminary points, it means that the court will have to deal with the merits, and if it deals with the merits, it must decide whether the nominations were valid or not valid. If they were invalid, then the nominations will be set aside and the named candidates will not be candidates in the election on 23 August. But if the court dismisses our application, then of course they will remain as candidates and their candidature would have been confirmed. We are quite confident about the prospects of success of our case. I think it's a case which has merit, and I think the court is likely to be convinced by our arguments.
That was Advocate Tembi Nkosi Magwalimba in Bulawayo. This week, the ruling ZANU-PF party took its campaign trail to Kadoma, where Vice President Constantino Chiwenga addressed party members. He said his party was looking for 6 million votes.
6 million. $6 million. Easy.
That day was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma. The CCC also had its own campaign rally in Chibi, where Party President Nelson Chamisa promised his members that he would improve the economy, amongst other things, should he be voted into power. Some of his party members broke into song and dance before his arrival. Those were CCC members singing and dancing at a rally in Chibi. On that note, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the preparations for the general elections. And to discuss this issue, we are joined from here in the United States by Tim Moringai of the CCC. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Thank you very much.
We see that your party is now on the campaign train in Zimbabwe. How do you think your party is faring so far?
I think as everybody is evidence and seeing, we are doing pretty well. And in a free and fair environment, we will actually exceed these expectations. So, yeah, it's been going on. Pretty well, despite the first rallies being banned. Right now, we're on a roll.
While we're waiting there, we're waiting for Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF to also join us. As soon as he's ready, we'll be going straight to him. Vamuringai, mungatisa nanguruo kuti, batorenyu ruku faraire, nima fambiro arkuita gaziro yenyu parijino.
Yeah, kana tichitaura nyaya yemai rally ari kuitika tikuti aiwa no zvezvinofanira kunge zvichiitika sezviri kungooneko umbowo hwekuti vanhu vamirira kuti President Chamisa musi waAugust 23 vachienda zvavo kustate house.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona zvakare vamwe vanga vari kuchema-chema vachiti vari kuwanikwa ivo vachirambidzwa kupinda pane dzimwe nzvimbo. Izvi zvakagadziriswa here izvi? Okay, ndofunga ndeva Zavare vari on the line.
Okay.
Yes, welcome to the program, Mr. Zavare.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We saw that your own party also has been on the campaign trail, and we saw their Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga in Kadoma saying that you are chasing for 6 million votes. Are you confident you're going to get these 6 million votes?
We are confident that we are going to win the election. Of course, our target is for us to be voted back into power by everyone who is registered as a voter.
Mm-hmm.
We have no reason to doubt our capacity to mobilize, but most importantly, we have no reason to doubt the faith and confidence of the public in us to give us an overwhelming win in this election.
Mm-hmm. They've also
that
been
is what we have invested in, and that is what we are investing in.
Mm-hmm. There have also been complaints that some of your members have been harassing members of the opposition in some areas when they are also trying to campaign. What's your view?
Well, the opposition is always mourning all the time. It's an old song, a tired song that they often sing all the time. But we must know that this is a contest. Contestation is of political ideas, political manifestos, political aspirations. In some instances, yes, as it is, people sometimes through their passion, they may decide to have heated arguments, not necessarily violence, but just heated arguments. Doing what in sport they call gamemanship. So those things do happen. The only thing is others then, they also do it, but they like to moan and complain a lot about political gamemanship, which is really not something that we should be concerned about, and which also happens in all political fields. I mean, in America, you would see that political gamemanship. Joe Biden's team is currently attacking Donald Trump's team and so forth. That's all part of political gamemanship.
Let me go over now to you, Mr. Muringai. Murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa navazavare. Hanzi aiwa vanhu vari kungoedzana masimba. Hapana zvakanyanya zviri kuitika panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwa iyo kuti iri kuwanikwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Imi munoti chii takatarisa mamiriro ezvinhu munyika?
Ayo, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mapolice report tiri kuendesa. Saka kana vachiti hanzi hapana mhirizhonga, then I don't think they are trying to
Okay, Mr. Zavare is saying he can't hear Mr. Muringai, so we'll try and see what we can do. But carry on, Mr. Muringai.
Okay. Nyaya yatotaura ndeyekuti ivo vari kutaura vezano kuti hanzi hapana mhirizhonga, but maripota ari kuenda mapurisa, evidence iri kubuda pasocial media. But hazvishamise nekuti ZANU PF has been doing it for 43 years, saka they will never change. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti ezvinezvi vanhu vagadzirira change. President Chamisa and all our champions have always said we are a peaceful party and we are ready for these elections. They've tried everything to sideline us, but by the grace of God, tichiripo. So we're just saying to ZANU PF, play the fair game. And we'll see where it ends because our people are ready for change.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I will go to you, Mr. Zavare. We're hearing there, Mr. Muringai of the CCC saying ZANU-PF should play a fair game in this election. What do you say?
Well, I'm going to start, like I said earlier on. But I don't know why they think we are not playing a fair game. What we are simply doing as ZANU-PF is to focus on our political campaign, is to focus on the aspirations of the Zimbabwean electorate. That is what we are doing as ZANU-PF, and that is our preoccupation. It is to make sure that we provide leadership for the country. It is to make sure that we meet the aspirations of our people in building hospitals and providing medicine for our health, in making sure we support the parents that their education go to, their children go to school for education, that we build roads, and that we provide dams for our agriculture, and that we provide employment through all the things that we are doing in the mining industry, through the beneficiation which President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been speaking about throughout. That is what is preoccupying us as ZANU-PF, and I don't know why these other guys are obsessed with our ability instead of them trying to build on their own. We've got the capacity to deliver. We have delivered throughout the history of our country post-independence, and we will continue delivering for the Zimbabwean people through a vision 2030, as you would be aware. That is the aspiration of ZANU-PF, to make sure our country, the Republic of Zimbabwe, is an upper middle income economy by 2030. And thank we are you. Working through that.
Thank you there, Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF. I'll come to you, Mr. Muringai. Tinoona kuti nemusuwe shondo, tinenge tashika pa 1 month kana kuti mwedzi chete kuti vanhu vachibuda vachienda kunovhota. Pane zvamuri kuita here sebato kuti muedze kukwezva vanhu kuti vabude mudzimba, mudzimba vaende kunovhota pachadedzerwa kuti vhoti yatanga?
Pane maprogram anenge akati one day atiri kuita, and not just in Zimbabwe but in the surrounding region, kuti vese vakaregistra kuvhota, especially kuSouth Africa, kwakaofiwa mabhazi, saka ngavauye kumba. Vasina kuregistra kuvhota vari kuSouth Africa, ngavauye vazodefenda vhoti, vabatsire kuti kuve nefree and fair election. And tiri kuenda nemateams edu mumarova kwese, kumarova areas. Kwaita mutinimira wekuti President Chamisa vari kuuya neshanduko iri kudiwa nevanhu nenyaya yematitle deeds avachapiwa, nekuti tinoziva kuti ZANU yava mutongi for 43 years, which is 7 leadership, but ivo varoda kumbunyikidza vanhu vachivatora nemabhazi vachienda kwese kwese kwavari kuita maelection campaign. Kwedu vanhu venzvimbo iyoyo ndo vari kuwanika mumacampaign elections. Tikaenda kuchivi, vanhu vekuchivi havasi vekugokwe. Tikaenda kuvulawayo, vanhu vekuvulawayo havasi vekuHarare. Tikaenda kumazoe, vanhu vekumazoe havasi. Saka izvozvo ndo zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu vezimbabwe, nyangwe vambundikidzwa nezanu, vave ready for President Chamisa.
Toya kwamuri vazavare muri kunzwa vamuringai vari kuti aiwa vanhu vakamirira kutoti sarudzo dzitange mwedzi unouya. Imi pari zvamuri kuita here seZANU-PF kuti muone kuti vanhu venyu vabuda vaende kunovhota? Nekuti taona muri kuti muri kuda 6 million votes, asi pane zvamuri kuita here kuti mukwezve vanhu kuti vazoenda kunovhota?
Okay, I mean. And this is going to go on to the Muringa and but anyway, to answer your question, issues to say ZANU-PF, cinema structures are visible from cell to this, to branch, district up to province are recognizable. Atino Shandisa, you will a land. Sakakana Mugangitin, what is it out of ZANU-PF? Kuti tiri kutarisira kuita mavhota akati, tiri kuzvibhesa izvozvo on non-recognized people varimo kumastructures zvenu. Ava vamwe vebato rinopikisa vari kutsvaga kuhwina, dzingoriwo nyaya dzangano dzavanenge vachitaura, nekuti havatombodziva kuti vane masapoters here kwati havana, nekuti havana structure yekuti vangagone kuziva kuti ava vanhu vedu havazi vanhu vedu. Isusu seZANU-PF tinoziva vanhu vedu kuti ava neava neava on the basis yekuti we are a well structured party. Kwezva kwetu isusu vanhu ndekwekuti zvatiri kuitira nyika yedu zvese munozviziva nezvatakaita. Zimbabwe kubva tichiona independence, the country has won university. Iko zvino we are on 16 plus. Nyika yedu tichiwana isusu upfumi hwese tipakakaona independence, upfumi hwese hwaiva mumaoko evachena vachena vedu. Isusu tichingozvire vashandi, hatiite on the means of production, but through ma local empowerment digitalization laws aya, Zimbabwe iko zvino vanhu vatema vemuZimbabwe vakakwanisa kuti vanozviwanira zvinhu zvinovapa pundutso zvekurimisa, vanokwanisa kuita mabhizimisi vanokwanisa kuzvishandira savanhu vatema zvakanga zvisingaitike before. Savanhu veZimbabwe vanozviziva izvozvo.
Reform
yatinayo yakakaita ende ichiri kungoramba ichienderera mberi yakaita kuti vanhu vawane pekugara kuivhu rinorinyika, kuivhu rinopapunduso, iyoyo ichiri kungoenderera mberi. It's a policy yezanupiyo iri ongoing. Iko zvino tiri kuti aiwa upfumi hunowanikwa muzviwanikwa zvepasi, maresources kumining wakanga hungori maoko yevachena ngahuchipindawo maoko yevanhu vatema. Izvozvo zvinozivikanwa namavhotas edu emuZimbabwe.
Ndosaka
vachipa mukana wekuti tirambe tichitungamira nyika yeZimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Zavare. Vamuringa iyi muri kunzwa vaZavare vatiivo bato renyu hanzi nekuti hamuna mastructure munogona kunge muri kufunga kuti mune vanhu imi musina. Munoti ipapo?
Aiwa, ivo veZanu PF ndazwa chitaura dhanzi isusu tikutaura ngano. Ndofunga ngano ndimudzo dzatinoona tese for 43 years kuti nyika yanga iri bread basket yeAfrica yese, ichiexporta beef kuArgentina nekuItaly, ichiexporta maruva kuNetherlands every 3 days. Kwanga kune ndege dzainzi
dzeakadaro. Vamuringa iregai titore kola. Halo, mukoma Alec, muri sei? Aiwa, taurai tinzwe, nguva yedu yadyanana. Muri kunzwa iri mudandaro iyi, mungati chii?
Network yangu bureka.
Network yenyu, taurai tinzwe. Halo, mukoma Alec, our lines today are not really good. So, Mr. Mringa, you can carry on. Just give us your roundup. Yes. Taurai yenyu, vamuringai.
Taura kuti nyaya yekuti ngano dzavanga vachitaura vaZavare ndeyekuti Zimbabwe is not what it was, and nyaya yacho ndeyekuti kune poverty iri kutyisa kumba uku. Chandingapedzisira kutaura zvinhu zviviri zvekutaura kuti ndinoda kutenda inspector vakaita basa ravo kuZimbabwe Republic Police, nekuti tinoziva kuti moto yeZimbabwe Republic Police inoti for lake for patria for popular, chireva izvo for law, for country and for the people. Saka President Chamisa vari kuya vachigadzirisa nyaya dzenyu. Tikaenda kudefense forces dzeZimbabwe takataurwa kunzi hanzi our swords are the shield of the nation. Saka tinovatenda vese sezvavari kuita. Tikutaura kuti President Chamisa pavari kuuya musi wa 23 August vari kuya kuzogadzirisa macivil servants ese, sezvo ivo vanenge vari the number one civil servant.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavare. Your last word in a few seconds, please.
Isu tiri kuti vana veZimbabwe, zivai musangano wenyu unokupai pundutso, wakakupai rusununguko independence, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nezvipatara, rwurokuitai kuti mukwanise kuva nedzidzo, rwakakuitai kuti mukwanise kuva neminda nepekugara pakasiyana-siyana, rwurikukuvakirai madhemu, rwurikukugadzirisirai migwagwa yose kuti inge ichiva zvakanaka. Ndo musangano wenyu weZanu PF uri kutungamirirwa naPurezidendi Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa, vanova ndivo vamunofanira kuvhotera kuti varambe vari purezidendi, pamwe chete nemaMP eZanu PF nemacouncillors eZanu PF, kuti Zimbabwe ive nedevelopment yatiri kuda tose savana veZimbabwe. Uye ngativhotei tiri murunyararo, ngatimaintainei peace in our election campaign, in our voting and post-election, tichiziva kuti tiri vanhu vamwe chete, vana vemuZimbabwe vanogara pamwe chete. Tinoda kuti tinge tangabatana tiri pasi peutungamiri hweZanu PF.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Xavier Zavare of ZANU PF. Would like to thank him, and would also like to thank Tim Muringai of CCC. And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests and, of course, you, our viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and great weekend, Zimbabwe.